Hi, we're Smooth View Films, and this is episode 2 of The Leet World. I'm going to start the episode in 3, 2, 1, go.
And Daniel
this is the,
recorded this music.
Still plates.
Yes.
And then we had the Star Wars moving shot.
Yeah. That music actually is a song that Jace wrote.
Oh, I thought you wrote it.
No.
No, he recorded it, but...
Don't Worry, Jace's Texas.
Song. Yeah.
It's an incredible song.
So when we started to forge the relationship between Westheimer and Leroy a little bit.
Remember when we were filming that? We got an underwater shot, and then we talked about how
the nature shots?
We were nature photographers,
because
we started talking to the fish when we were like, hey, look at that little guy.
Look at this! We just...
just in the middle.
Beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
He would have had to go to the hospital.
It's true.
Of course, I don't know. Later on in the episode, in the finale, he gets...
He gets
He's like, what, a foot or two from a bomb?
Yeah. I love this bit. Remember, this used to be edited in a completely different order than it is now. It ended with the crazy magic people stuff line. But it's a lot better, I think, with Leroy here doing this. And Carrie did a good job with this. He had never done any kind of acting at all, ever. Like, ever.
The outtakes were very funny to hear him try to get around coital.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now is the new
it's
correct.
Us now.
I thought that didn't happen until like episode 3 or 4.
No, I did it, and Nick told me it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
What did I tell you was the dumbest thing ever?
You were like in Jamaica, or you were somewhere.
Yes.
And I was like, you have to take a picture of yourself.
Oh, yeah. No, I was at a wedding in Florida.
And that's what that picture is.
Yeah.
Is you in your hotel room.
Your shorts.
With an undershirt and shorts on.
Yeah.
Oh,
Adam Sizzler.
Sizzler. Remember how there was the whole other bit before? There was like a whole other bit before that, I thought.
Where he was going to talk to Florgan.
Florgan. Yeah.
But yeah, it just was like, eh. And this is back when...
Player's text is a lot better.
Well, it's a lot better, but this is when he had more numbers and lowercase.
Yes.
But we changed it to where it was more uppercase, so it was easier to read. Look at how sly the producer is.
Yeah. I still think that this appearance of him is one of the more creepy ones in the whole show. And it's
also the only time other than the end of 11 when you see him without any kind... When he's not through a TV because the effect fades off.
Or
you did
as
the Matrix,
a hologram.
The Matrix effect.
Yeah. Oh, God.
This scene took us forever to film because early on in the show, we would use bots whenever we have a scene more than 4 people. Later in the show, we kind of... did some different methods, but in this episode we use bots.
But I think we did a pretty good job with this.
And it just required getting all the bots to get downstairs in the order we needed them in and try to do the lines.
Within the time limit.
Within the time limit of the round. This episode is so much funnier than the first one, I think.
It also has the first hint of action.
Yes.
Yes. Well,
and
the little.
It was the first piece of music that Jace did for us.
Yeah.
Like, specifically
for the Leet
World. For that scene, yes.
Yeah.
And I think part of what makes this kind of this scene and later is that, like, it's the first time you see all 8 characters together. Because episode 1, they were never all together at the same time. You know? And then here, you know, all 8 of them are interacting, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
This is still one of my favorite scenes
this
in the entire
I quite enjoy this scene.
Series. My favorite part is the breathing, when he's like, trying to read it all. I don't remember where the horse joke came from.
That he thought the truck was a horse.
Yes.
And he just... They were just making fun of him.
Yeah. What I also think is neat about this episode is that, I think a lot of people thought that it was just going to be some kind of random skit show. But this is that we kind of started to say, look, here's like a small story. You know what I mean? It's just a pretty small story, nothing big, but it's a hint that, hey, there's actually going to be a story going on in all this, you know?
Even if it is, somebody's not doing chores.
Yeah, yeah. And originally, this is before we had kind of really planned out the whole show. You know, like we said, we knew that the Werentos were coming back.
But that was it.
But yeah. So we didn't really You know, really, it was just going to be little gag shows like this.
Little
but
did we know.
We would have run out of ideas by about episode 7. So. Westheimer's a little bit more like Westheimer in this episode.
The full transformation is in the next one, because he did say Dumbledore's wand.
Yes.
In this one. And I love the idea of Westheimer always arresting people.
Yeah. Yes. He just wants to arrest people.
Or capture
Are you
Cortez.
Going to arrest me, old man?
Yeah. And this whole thing about player wanting to do sprays came up as we were editing it, didn't it? That
Something
it was
like that.
Wouldn't it be funny if player wanted to know how to do that? And so, no, not as we edited it, but as we were filming it, and then we had him do the last scene, too.
Just like in 9.
Yeah, this is the Jace music here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this scene, we sent off to Jace because we wanted, because originally we just told him write some music that sounds like this. No visuals. And then he was like, guys, I can't do that. You have to send me something.
Yeah.
So we sent him this scene.
I still love the sending your team to spy on us.
It's very Russian. It's Russian Cortez.
And so then Jace wrote this music for it, and I died.
It came out great.
Yeah.
And then we were like, we got to do this more.
I love that shot.
That was actually two shots put together.
Down the barrel of the gun.
The swinging shot.
We film one half, and then you whip the camera real fast, and then you do the other half and whip the camera to the other characters, and you just cut them in the middle of the whips.
A shot I stole from The Big Lebowski.
Yes.
And is in a lot of TV shows.
Yeah.
I noticed.
We do it a few times in the show when you need a cheat and you don't feel like setting up four other bots.
Yeah.
Ahmad. A lot of people ask who does the voice of Ahmad, and it's a guy we know named Ben. So Ben does a very good job. Never really done any voice acting, and he's been awesome throughout the whole show.
He is incredible.
And that there are perps.
They're perps. Westheimer calls everyone perps.
Yeah. He was like Stabler in 1 and 2, and then...
I remember that shot was really hard, because a lot of people think that we do the whole show in Gmod. We actually do it about 95% in Counter-Strike, like 5% in Gmod, and that, to open the scene, that first shot was in Gmod, and then we switch, and the rest of the scene's in Counter-Strike.
And it became less and less that we used Gmod.
Yeah, because we figured out ways around
right.
what
Framed
we wanted
up
to get.
So badly.
You know.
Oh, here's your favorite shot of the whole episode coming up.
That shot.
Right there.
That's a good shot. And we actually had player running sideways because his gun is in his feet. So, yeah, because we were in Gmod for that shot. But everything else is in Counter-Strike. And we just no-clip the guys down to the ground to make it look like they're still laying down, but we cut it off so we don't see their legs.
I loved that for a while, when we would go play Counter-Strike, after we'd filmed, we would have those sprays.
And I would accidentally spray them.
Yeah.
There's like that one and the Ocho one, and the green screen.
And then we had the first hint that later on in the series, Leroy was going to have his little computer room.
And then Daniel had to use Bitch Got Served.
The Bitch Got Served
It's such
song.
A good song.
Yes. It worked out nicely.
We just never got to put in Come On and Get Your Dick Sucked. Another brilliant song.
No, we never did put that in.
But it is on his MySpace page. So
it is.
Go check that
so,
out.
So, yeah, if you want to do myspace.com/damndangerous.
And the song is called Come On, and it's one of the funniest.
It's very funny. It's very short, but
it's very
to the
simple.
Point.
Simple message. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for listening to episode 2's commentary.
Have a good one.
Bye.